from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. He is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, I'm sure that people come up to you and they ask you all these baseball questions, and I'm going to ask you them as well. But are you ready for the fact that we are 6 days away from people complaining about Taylor Swift being on the television screen for 22 seconds?
I don't know what bothers me more. People complaining about T-Swizz being on television or whatever Chiefs fans complain about after week one. Whatever it is, if you have 15, I don't want to hear you complain about a damn thing.
I mean, it will certainly probably work out, you know? I mean, what I learned last year was it was a great season for me because we get caught in this rat race, and you know how it is with baseball. You know, every football game means something. I saw the Chiefs go 500 for 2 months, and then magically when January happened, they just became the best team in the league again.
Yeah, it's weird how the best players end up in the postseason in the big spots, and the best players ultimately come through.
All right, Vern, there's so much to talk to you about. Let's just start with here, the big story, the top news. I'm sure you talked about it basically your entire postgame show last night. Vinny Pasquantino is out for the remainder of the regular season. We'll just start with a simple question, and we'll dive deeper into it. What does this mean for the Royals?
Well, it means you lose your number three hitter, a guy that ranks top five in baseball in runs batted in, ranks second in all of Major League Baseball with a .360 batting average with runners in scoring position, second only to Bobby Witt Jr. OPS with two outs and men in scoring position. Vinny ranks sixth in Major League Baseball, and the five guys in front of him are all Hall of Famers. I mean, it's Juan Soto, it's Jose Ramirez, it's Salvador Perez. It's the biggest names in Major League Baseball. That's what you're losing offensively. Now, defensively, sure. Salvi can jump in there at first base, and Freddie Fermin can jump in there behind the dish. But to lose your three-hitter for a team that is so very tied to Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi doing most of, if not all, of the heavy lifting, to lose that guy has many ripple effects. First of all, how long does it take this team to find their new roles? Because almost everyone, maybe outside of Bobby Witt Jr., has a new role now in the lineup, on the team, maybe even in the clubhouse. And then how many players, bats, is it going to take to replace Vinny's type of offensive production? Because they're struggling to replace the offensive production of Hunter Renfro. You throw Vinny Pasquantino in there, not to mention you already have your second-best reliever, right? Hunter Harvey's on the IL. Another guy that you brought in at the deadline, and Michael Lorenzen's on the IL. Lucas Irsay gets banged up last night, so it's just little knocks here and there, and then a big tree fall when Vinny goes down last night. I'll tell you this. last night was the first time I dove deep into the wild card standings. You know, for as focused as I've been on Cleveland, the loss of Vinny and the injuries that are already present now have me wondering, can they hang on down the stretch and hold off the Boston Red Sox? I believe that they certainly have the ability to do it, but it's on my radar now.
So I asked this question to Rob, and I'll ask it to you. On a scale from 1 to 10 about the division, I would put this at 8 or 9. It's going to be real, real difficult to win this division when you just take one of your most important players out of the lineup in the final 30 games of the season. When it comes to the wild card, I mean, I'd probably put it at like a 3.5, maybe a 4. I mean, they've built up a lot of goodwill, and they really just need to have one more really strong week. If they can just split this series against the Astros, if you can win the series against Cleveland, you've played well against them, and if you could finally figure out a way to beat Minnesota, if you can get 5 games up on Minnesota, you are going to be fine down the stretch. So I'm not maybe as worried about the wild card as it sounds as you are, but I am curious, where are your numbers? Where are you at on a scale from 1 to 10 worry about the division? Where are you at when it comes to the wild card?
The division, yeah, I'm right there with you at an 8. The wild card, maybe I'll bump it up to a 4, a 5. I've just seen collapses before in September. If the Royals don't make the playoffs, it's not going to be jaw-dropping. It's not going to be shocking to me. 27 games to play. Atlanta, the Yankees, the Twins, the Guardians, 3 more with the Astros. Again, it's one of the toughest schedules remaining in all of Major League Baseball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Where does it get offset is my question. Sure, the offense can, on a nightly basis, find different heroes to step up. Sure. But every arm that you brought in to help bolster this pitching staff, which in the first half of the season was so extraordinary that at times it felt like it was a foregone conclusion that you're going to the postseason. Well, now those numbers are starting to regress back to the mean. And, you know, let's not poo-poo what Vinny does in those big spots, those RBI numbers, because to put up the type of numbers that he has this season means that he's beating good pitching in big spots late in games, right? High leverage, Vinny's hitting 300 this season. Well, every game for the next 2 weeks is going to be high leverage, is going to feel like it's the postseason. You're going to be facing the best arms that the game has to offer, the best relievers that the game has to offer, and then, you know, you get close to the postseason. Atlanta, Detroit, these teams are going to try and play spoiler, so who's going to have the ability to calm their nerves and execute in the big spots? I know Vinny can. He's been doing it all year. To think that that can be replaced is, I'm not thinking that it's next man up or that they can quickly move on. They have the ability to hold off Boston. But to answer your question, yeah, I guess I'll go 4 or a 5, just because I don't know right now what the strength of this team is. You know, the rotation's good, no doubt. But when you're going up against other good teams, their rotation is good too. Houston's rotation is good. The bullpen in Cleveland, The bullpen mixed with a Pablo Lopez, with Minnesota, the pitching staff of the New York Yankees. You look at what this Royals rotation does against the best of the best in Major League Baseball. They're good, but they're not elite because they're going up against the elite hitters. So where are the Royals' elite hitters to offset that? Where are the Royals' elite moving forward? I ask that question because it's not in the middle of the lineup right now. A two-man offense can't do that. Obviously, it's not the bullpen with no Harvey, no Urseg in the rotation. Let's hope. But again, let's remember, Michael Lorenzen is out. The rotation's picking up a lot of innings. I just don't know where I'm turning right now and say, okay, as long as we have this, we're good. I don't know what that is.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, both of us can identify what the problem is. Let's try to work together to find solutions. Let's say that Matt Cotraro calls you up and says, hey, Vern, you know this team really well. Shoot it straight to me. What do you think I should do? What would your answer be in that phone conversation?
Yeah, I guess I don't understand. What do you mean, do?
You
get ready for the game and try to win it.
Just offensively. So, I mean, over the course of the next couple of days, I think we would agree. I mean, you know, there are possible options. I think that what they're going to probably do is move Salvador Perez to first base. They'll figure something out at catcher.
Yeah.
I also think that DeYoung is going to have to
catcher.
Get way more at-bats.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, field a team. I would advise him to field a team. And yeah, that's where Salvi's at tonight. And Freddie Fermin's behind the dish. And Paul DeYoung's going to be your cleanup hitter. Yeah, field the team still. But I don't think he needs any advice on how to put a lineup together. You know, it comes down to talent, right? The reason why this team's 15 games above 500 is that rotation has been outstanding. Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby have been outstanding. What do you do? You hope someone performs better than they have all season. You hope that everyone needs to pick it up. So I don't know what type of advice the manager would need. There's no one coming to replace Vinny Pasquantino. It's got to be all hands on deck.
Vern, what have you heard about Lucas Urseg? What's the timetable? I haven't seen a whole lot of information. You're plugged in. What are you hearing about him?
Well, Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City, that Urseg's day-to-day has swelling and soreness in the hand and says that he hopes to be back very soon. So that's good news. The fact that he's not on the IL already is good news. So hopefully he's back for the home opener against the Guardians coming up on Monday. Hopefully Hunter Renfro's back because, the idea of not having Urseg either at the back end of the bullpen just continues to put more and more weight on this rotation. And we've seen this rotation start to not fully crack. They're still good. It's still one of the better rotations in all of baseball. But injuries, just keep piling pressure on the backs of these guys. And, maybe some of my disappointment also comes from the fact that I just don't really care for the style of baseball this team's been playing of late. 9 errors in the Riptide so far. 8 games in, you're making 9 errors. Your base running mistakes. Every position in the outfield has misread a ball, and that's led to runs. So this team's got a lot to clean up right now. So to lose a guy like Vinny, to have Urseg banged up, while the things you do great are not being executed at a high level, that's maybe why I'm more concerned than others.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, on the show. Vern, are you more worried about the defense or the bullpen right now?
Bullpen. Yeah, bullpen. Without question. The defense, I know Bobby's good. I know Renfro's going to be back soon, so hopefully right field is improved. But without Lucas Urseg tonight, Hunter Harvey still on the IL, boy, you're looking at Seth Lugo saying, hey, man, I need another one of those classic 7-strong innings out of Lugo. That seems unfair to ask with what we've seen from him of late. Now, he hasn't been bad. I'm not trying to say that Seth Lugo's been bad. He's been good. He just was great earlier this season. You could even make a case he's been very good in the month of August. I think his numbers are somewhat deceiving, but this team got to where they're at by Seth Lugo being a Cy Young Award candidate. And boy, do they need that tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I guess maybe the thing that I'm maybe the most down on is I really question if that's still there for this team. It is just it has very rarely popped up. And when you just look at, you always tell me to look at the back of the baseball card. Like, we are at a point in his career that he has never been at, deep into the season, pitching more innings than ever before, being counted on more than before. There's a lot of things I'm confident in, or that this team can bounce back and overcome. It feels odd to go into the most important stretch saying that you don't know about one of their all-stars, but that's where I am right now with Seth Lugo. I know what I'm going to get from Cole Reagans. I know what I'm going to get from Brady Singer and Michael Wacha. I just don't know right now with Seth Lugo.
See, that's interesting because to me, I mean, Waka's the only one really with a track record. DeJong, Salvi, Hunter Renfro, Adam Frazier. I mean, there are a lot of guys that are swimming into uncharted waters right now. Vinny was one of them, and I think it was written all over his face last night as he's coming out in that panic, realizing, boy, something's broke here. And my childhood dream of playing in the postseason might be ripped from me. I thought that was just so abundantly clear on the, you know, crestfallen face of the big first baseman.
Right now we're talking to our guy Josh Vernier here for a couple of more days. You've called this the riptide. I've made the analogy to, you know, when we watch election coverage and, you know, you need these votes from these kind of states. The thing that I've kind of held my head up on is, at least in terms of the American League. Now, you mentioned they've got the Yankees coming up. You've got those teams. I mean, this team, we are going to have a lot of our answers with this team coming up in the next 10 days. I think they need to split this series against Houston. You've got Cleveland. You've got Minnesota. Like, this team can still be okay, in my opinion.
Yeah, to me, it's just about holding on from here on out. Just hold on, because every team in the American League is flawed, or at least the teams that you're battling right now, even in the division, they're all flawed. Boston's flawed, Minnesota, Cleveland, Seattle, if they end up getting back into it. Yeah, these teams are all flawed, and now the Royals are more flawed with the loss of Vinny Pasquantino. But yeah, I 27 games to play, that to me is just too much baseball to act as if this stretch will tell us everything that we need to know. Now maybe the entire stretch, this entire, you know, how many games do we have left? 12 games, right? 12 games remaining in the Riptide. You know, maybe at the end of that, Boston falls out of it. You know, maybe something happens to their roster where they fall out of the race. But now, again, until I see Hunter Harvey back, until you get a Hunter Renfro back and the good Hunter Renfro back, man, until game 162 seed out, I'm just holding on tight. You know, I had someone mention last night, hey, just go, you know, 3 games below 500 here, and you know what Boston would have to do. Man, I'd sign off on 12 and 15 right now. 12 and 15 down the stretch, give this team 87 wins, I would sign off on that right now. I don't know if I would have said that 48 hours ago. It's just hold on to your butts, because this thing's probably going to get very bumpy.
Yeah, I mean, 87 wins puts you right there on the cusp where you were in the danger zone. You probably need to get to like 88, 89 to feel comfortable. If they get to 87, they're going to have some tiebreakers. That last like 4 days of the season is going to be bad.
Well, I mean, you got Valdez tonight. Yeah, hopefully you're the favorite tomorrow with Reagans. You're not going to be the favorite in the finale. The 3 games at home against Cleveland, I think you're favored in maybe one of those. Minnesota, maybe two of those. To get to 87 wins, to me, is going to be difficult, and a large majority of the pressure right now is on the backs of this starting rotation. And I hear people say, oh, let's see what Bobby does. I mean, Bobby's hitting better than 400 since the All-Star break. I just don't know what the next level of Bobby Witt Jr. looks like. Keep in mind, the young man's played in every single game this season. All right, leads baseball in so many different statistics. I don't know if I can ask him for more. Salvi's hitting better than 300 in the month of August with an OPS north of 900. I don't know how much more I can ask out of him. So I don't know where it comes from, but It doesn't always have to be the same spot. That's the nice thing about having a sprint here, only having 27 games. It can be a different hero every night. Just hold on tight.
I'll get you out of here with this last question and this hypothetical. The Royals could add either Eric Hosmer down the stretch, or they could add Kelvin Herrera. Which one helps them more?
Herrera. With all due respect to Hosmer, Vinny is a much better hitter than Eric Hosmer.
Interesting. That's our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Our Royals insider, Vern, will be listening on the way home, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.